I made a journey at the weekend from Hull to Nottingham, and I went via Sheffield and took the train from Hull over to Sheffield. And from one part of the journey to the next, I can't specifically remember which leg of the journey, I was accompanied by what seemed like a couple of families, mid-40s to 50s, four people, two men, two women, who were absolutely blind drunk, sitting opposite me on the train, speaking as loudly as they possibly could, oblivious to anyone else at all. One of these women was fairly big, a vision with green hair, and her partner was a man who looked like he was quite possibly at death's door from overuse of alcohol and drugs. And the couple opposite looked a little bit fitter and healthier, but were no less drunk and no less quiet. I'm not making fun of these people. I've no wish to do that, and I'm not looking down upon them at all, although I wouldn't want to have their company again, and I certainly wouldn't choose their company. But my point is that I travel extensively. 1 year recently, within a 12-month span, I visited 13 different countries, and some of them several times. I take a lot of public transport, buses, trains, so forth. I hang about in a lot of city centres and many parts of the world. I've even taken the late train from Sydney out to the suburbs, which are allegedly quite rough out where I was living, out in Western Sydney. And I've never once encountered behaviour anything like this. I only encounter it and encounter it regularly in the UK. Pity to advertise my country in this way, but I really think that people should see what we've got to put up with. And of course, in the whole train journey, nobody came to check our tickets, nobody came to tell them to be quiet. And at one time I might have told them to be quiet myself, but I think four people drunk, sitting in close proximity, and undoubtedly nobody else would support me at all. I thought I might be putting my life, if not my, at least my health, into some danger, so I just sat there and shut up. But I couldn't read a book, I couldn't look at my iPad, I couldn't listen to anything because the noise was just unbearable. Swearing, shouting, not particularly at anyone or even offending anyone around them, they were completely oblivious, but just the most inane, idiotic conversation. And I'm going to show you a couple of excerpts from it, so here's the first one.
Oh, shit today, but not I am. Don't I am. he went, stop shaking your hand off.
Stephen Gumpschmull, when I had some kids, and they grow up, they fly the nest and they think that's it.
Oh, my son's born now. My last son now, far next week. I'm not saying I won't miss it.
No, you do, yeah.
I won't miss it, man.
Well, for a bit. But then you think, yes.
Yeah, that's it. I can get
after Stephen died, a week after you go, get me some.
Now that was pretty bad, wasn't it? I turned my recorder off after a little while. Obviously I was being discreet, making sure they didn't see I was recording them. I certainly didn't ask their permission or seek to get any kind of consent, but they weren't asking my consent to ruin my train journey. And it sounds bad enough, but it actually just got worse, as you'll hear in the next longer edition of the same stuff. And I'm sorry to subject you to all this. You don't have to listen to it all, but I had to.
Honestly, on Sunday.
I know where he is.
this camera?
Yeah, of course.
I'm all caught up. I'm told staff to give you 20% discounts and all.
You could have squeezed
me in.
Is there another one?
Yeah,
you know, it's just smell like.
I don't think what? No, you started it.
I don't.
You up there?
Oh, not worth it. Yeah, not worth it. Hey, not worth it.
Okay.
Not worth it.
You know what I'm kidding.
I know. End up. Not worth it. End up. Not worth it. End up. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it, honey.
And so they finally all got off the train. Again, I can't even remember where they got off the train. I think it was Rotherham, and the lady with the green hair went in the opposite direction from them, causing some kind of havoc down the platform. Somebody had to intervene and send her in the right direction and get her off of the station. But that was my Friday evening. If you've listened to that, thanks very much.